We're at the 2015 National FFA Convention in Louisville, Kentucky. We've got our second of our Oklahoma National Proficiency Award winners for this year, Bailey Hyde. Bailey, you're from the Burlington FFA chapter. Tell me about your proficiency.
My proficiency was a wide range of different activities that I'd done for my home and community. I started an after-school mentoring program, led a summer reading program at the local public library, volunteered at local retirement centers and nursing homes, and provided services for local elderly citizens. I also started to help raise funds for the Muscular Dystrophy Association and local volunteer fire department. And also I discovered that the hometown of E.M. Tiffany, author of the FFA Creed, had forgotten his existence.
You were busy. Wow, yes. I'm tired. Let's talk about, you know, why the interest in giving of your time, of your talents in all these areas.
The reason I wanted to do all these areas was my mom and dad were the city clerk and the city manager of the town of Burlington. And at such a young age, I didn't know that I was even helping the community. I knew that I was helping my parents. But then when I got older, I started wanting to go to the nursing home or to the retirement center to visit those people. And then I got into recycling. And then I started an after-school mentoring program. And I love the library. And so I did that. And these were just certain aspects that made me really want to even do the home and community development proficiency. Also, my best friend was diagnosed at the age of 7 that he had Duchenne muscular dystrophy. And this was something that not many people in our community knew what it was. And I wanted to really show them what muscular dystrophy was and what kind of disease it was and how bad it is and how it was affecting my best friend. And that's why I started helping raise funds for the Muscular Dystrophy Association.
Okay. Now that last area, I know you've probably talked more about that than some of those earlier efforts that you've done, but a very interesting that you discovered this little factoid about Mr. Tiffany, that he's a kind of a neighbor of ours and from the state of Kansas.
Yes. We discovered that the hometown of E.M. Tiffany did not know who he was. Our ag teacher, Mr. Bradshaw, decided to attend an ag teacher's conference in Manhattan, Kansas. The conference set out early, so he decided to head to Linden, Kansas, the hometown of E.M. Tiffany. He pulled in, and there wasn't a sign that said, Home of E.M. Tiffany. That's when he headed to the Osage County Historical Society. Once again, there wasn't a display about E.M. Tiffany there. That's when he asked the lady working. She still didn't know anything about E.M. Tiffany. That's when they looked through files and found E.M. Tiffany's obituary and discovered that he had a son named Jackson Tiffany. While looking up numbers, we discovered some numbers for Jackson Tiffany's in Madison, Wisconsin. We called him, asked if he would be willing to interview. He agreed to his first ever on-camera interview about his father. So that's when we drove on to Madison, Wisconsin and got the 4-hour video of E.M. Tiffany, and now it's out on the National FFA website and also on High Plains Journal, and you can see our 10-minute documentary about the life of E.M. Tiffany.
And so, you know, as you've done that, I know that there's plans to try to help the community in Kansas remember Mr. Tiffany.
Yes, we have a display in the town's historical society, but also we're working with the town of Linden, Kansas to set a permanent memorial in the hometown of E.M. Tiffany. We're thinking about having a sign right when you pull in that says Home of E.M. Tiffany, and also maybe something in their flower garden part that we can add another memorial, because E.M. Tiffany is such a big person in FFA, and he's somebody that really needs to be remembered.
What's FFA done for you up to this point? You're a junior in high school. You're just really getting going in FFA. Tell me what FFA means to you at this point.
FFA means the world to me. This is what I live and breathe. I love FFA with a passion. And the reason I love it so much is all the opportunities it's given me. It's given me new friends. It's given me new opportunities to help my home and community more. It's given me opportunities to say speeches. And I just love the FFA and the impact that it's made on my life and my home.
Congratulations.
Thank you.